Yo, it's 9:37 a.m. and I'm awake. It's pretty early for me, but I fell asleep early because I got super high before I went to go see Ready Player One last night. That movie. Yo, if you go see that movie and you don't get super high before, I think you're missing out a little bit, because being high watching that shit was fucking great. And went to the theater with the recliners, got myself a huge Cherry Coke Zero, and just fucking was in the movie. So that was cool. And then, so I was really high, then I just came home and fucking fell asleep. I walked up to Times Square. Another thing to do when you're super high is walk through Times Square. Now, you got to dodge people, and you kind of have to, you have to be a little bit alert, but it's pretty good. There's just so much to look at and see, and you can, you got to be alone. You can't make moves through Times Square in a group, because everybody's got like a group of five, and it's a bunch of tourists, and it's a clusterfuck. But if you're by yourself, you can kind of weave through all that shit, and people won't bother you, because there's always people selling tickets to comedy shows. Oh, if you ever come to New York City, people are like, oh, don't go to Times Square, don't go to Times Square. Is fun. Go to Times Square. If you come here on a vacation, fucking go to Times Square. I wouldn't spend your whole time there, but see the shit. Why wouldn't you? You came all. Imagine you can't. You can't. You. I don't know. You live in fucking Tucson, Arizona, and you go on a vacation in New York City, and you come back, and people are like, did you go to Times Square? You're like, no, I wouldn't set foot in it. You didn't even see it. No, I've never seen Times Square. Why not? I don't go there. I go to a Brooklyn coffee shop. And sit there with my laptop working on a screenplay. That's what the people from New York try to tell you to do. Oh no, you don't want to. Do all the shit, but go to Times Square. But if anybody in Times Square offers you tickets to a comedy show, say a comedy show, there's comedians from comedy. Don't go. It is garbage. Don't go to that show. Fucking take 5 minutes. Google. First of all, you should be coming to see me. But say I'm out of town. Say I don't have a show while you're in New York. While you're in New York. I don't know why you wouldn't plan your vacation around my schedule. Christ's sake, you listen to this show. Wouldn't you want to see me perform? But, yeah, don't go to those. But yeah, if you're high, but get high, go through. If you smoke, I'm not trying to encourage you to take up smoking marijuana or overindulging in such a thing. If you haven't, say you haven't smoked marijuana in a few days, you're going on vacation. You're on vacation. Get high and just fucking walk around that shit. You see those guys in those costumes. There's all these people trying to like get tips for wearing costumes. And it's like it's the weirdest things. Never has anything to do. Well, I guess Iron Man's in New York. It'd be like an Iron Man and a Captain America. And they're like, always like, they're wearing like the shittiest costumes. It's like literal, like they went to the drugstore at Halloween and bought the Halloween costume. And they're like overweight and they're smoking cigarettes. When it's like, and then it's like, it'll be like Minnie Mouse has her head off and she's smoking, and they don't all smoke, and they're drunk, and they get arrested sometimes, and that's always fun. It's the best. I love it. I love lots of lights. It's beautiful. Times Square. I don't know why everybody hates it. And I like people being on vacation where I live. Isn't that fun? Go to like the touristy part of wherever you live and be like, look, these people are vacationing here and this is just my shit. I probably wouldn't go vacation wherever the fuck these people live. They probably live someplace boring. unless you live in someplace boring where nobody is a tourist. Like, I don't think there's tourists of where my parents live or where I grew. I grew up in Staten Island. No one's, it's part of New York City, but nobody's a tourist of Staten Island. People get on a ferry, so they don't have to pay. You could, if you get on a Staten Island ferry, it's free, and you get a pretty good look at the Statue of Liberty. But then the Statue of Liberty ferry costs money, and then to get into the Statue of Liberty is a whole nother thing. Sometimes you just go and you just look up at it. You're like, well, there it is. All right, let's get back on that fucking boat. But no one goes like, oh, let me go to historic Staten Island. And they have, like, they even have, like, a part that's, like, ye old Staten Island. It's called Richmond Town. But I think it's just people who live on Staten Island go there. It's like you take, like, you go there as a kid. Because it's like, that's a, having a kid just means you got to fucking think of activities all the time. That would drive me crazy. I mean, I think part of it is, like, it's fun for parents, I guess, to see their kids, like, go to the old Richmond Town. Hey, look, there's my kid shearing a fucking sheep. I don't think they had a sheep shearing thing there. But whatever, you see somebody make candles or something. Whatever the fuck they do in that stupid shit. And you're like, oh, then you got to go to the zoo. Like, ah, oh, look, there's my kid. I made that kid now, looking at the fucking, looking at the tiger. He's like, but if I had to get up on a Saturday and go to the fucking zoo, that doesn't sound like fun to me, man. But I know kids are very rewarding. I see my brothers with their children. They look like they're having the best time. They love it. And they both got two. I mean, it wasn't even like one was enough. Because if it wasn't any good, they'd have the one and be like, we're done. Then they had another one. The two of them. Well, one's got one on the way. He's got one on the way. And now it's kind of like, big deal. When he told me, I remember when my older brother told me he was having his first kid. And I was, holy shit, this is insane. And it was such a big deal throughout the whole pregnancy. And when she was born, I'd come over with toy. Now I hear about a kid. Here's another kid. Yeah, that's great. And then I kind of forget that there's even a kid. Let's see what's going on in the news real quick. Alzheimer's gene neutralized in human brain cells for the first time. Are they going to get rid of Alzheimer's? That would be pretty good. Because that doesn't run in my family too much. My grandparents, the ones that lived, pretty sharp at the end. I had an aunt that had it. But or a great aunt, you know, it was my grandmother's sister. But I don't know, they neutralized it. I don't know what that even means. Maybe they can cure it. Missouri host who tweeted he'd ram a hot poker of Parkland survivor resigns TV. What is a real issue with these people? Why do they, you can, like, not be for gun control. That's fine. I understand there's differences of opinion on, I'm extreme in what I'd like, but not extreme in what I want. And I think the same is with that March for Our Lives. I think it was mostly, well, let's get universal background checks and work on mental health care. Let's start there. Which isn't taking away anybody's guns. If there was universal background checks, you got rid of the this gun show loophole thing, I would chill. Well, I'm pretty chill now. I'm chill all the fucking time. But I'd be like, that's a huge step. That's a good deal. And you're not giving up anything. Get rid of the bump stocks, which is just like, that's good. Assault weapons, it would be good too. But they're saying, oh, assault weapons isn't a thing. And this is made out of plastic. This is made out of wood. This would be illegal. This wouldn't. And then, my thing is they make the wooden one illegal, too. But then they're like, oh, you can't do that. Well, all right, then why don't you just buy the wooden one, motherfucker? Why are you so mad? I don't know. I talk about guns maybe too much on here. But so what? It's my show. And I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want. I'm like a free speech warrior. For myself, I have free speech on my podcast. You can't stop me. You're going to report me? Well, what are you going to report? I didn't say anything. I mean, I don't think I said anything offensive to anybody. Maybe I did. And I don't care. All right. You people are fantastic. You know, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. And I will talk to you tomorrow. If you choose to listen tomorrow, I'm going to record it and put it up. So if you choose to listen, if you listen today and then choose, if you listened yesterday and then you listen today and then you actually listen tomorrow, you're a great person. And you're a great person if you don't decide to do those things. You could be a great person and never hear this podcast at all. That is a huge possibility. Most great people might not ever hear this episode. But you're great. And I don't care what you did in your life. You've achieved, you've moved on. You're doing good things. See you tomorrow. We love you.